Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitan.
The study of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, they're not in. They're not going to enjoy what God had promised to Israel. And again, I would like you to understand, again, he used the expression, the kingdom of God. Malchut HaElohim. Daniel was promised already when he was in Babel, many, many years before the Messiah came. When our people of all the people of Israel went to Babylon and been taken by King Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel after 69 years, he says, wow, God, the time is coming. Are you going to restore the people of Israel back into the land? The kingdom that you have promised is coming. Daniel wept before God because he wanted to know. And God, you remember how he revealed this to Daniel? And I wanted to just read that verse in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, where God said to Daniel in verse 44, and in the days of this king shall the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other peoples, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel explaining this to King Nebuchadnezzar, that there is a kingdom that is coming one day that will not be left to other nations. It will be given back to the nation of Israel whom God had promised to them. In chapter 7 of the same book of Daniel, in verse 27, we read very similar thing. We read there, notice it, and I'm reading that. He said, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominion shall serve and obey him. There is coming a kingdom, Daniel saying to King Nebuchadnezzar. That kingdom was promised by God to his people Israel, but they will be a channel of blessing to all the nations of the world. That's why when Yeshua came to the land of Israel, he said, the kingdom is coming, the kingdom is coming. Unto you it was given to know the mystery of the kingdom, but unto them, from among the people of Israel, who rejected that he was the Messiah, to them all things are done in parables. In fact, just one more verse came to my mind in Acts chapter 1 and verse 6. I think it was the disciples who said to Yeshua the Messiah, will thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the time nor the season, but ye shall be my witnesses. And now you are going to preach the gospel to all the nations of the world. The kingdom will be postponed while the nations of the world will hear the message of the gospel. And some from among the nations of the world will become saved, redeemed. And they will be what is known today, the assembly, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the church of the living God. And so now notice what he's saying in verse 12. After he said that he distinguished between one group and another group, saying, to you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Then he explained, and I love that, how the Lord Yeshua is such a good teacher. He brings the scripture back, and he quoting the prophet Isaiah. And notice what Isaiah said in verse 12, that seeing they may see but not perceive, that hearing they may hear but not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven unto them. You see, Yeshua is quoting Isaiah, Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu was speaking to Israel, our people of old. And when our people disobeyed God, God raised a man by the name of Yeshayahu, Isaiah. And he sent him to be a messenger to the people of Israel. And when Isaiah was sent, he was asking to the Lord. He's saying, here am I, send me. But God said to him, notice in Isaiah chapter 6, it says there, and I'm reading those verses that relate to that, that quoted here in Mark 4 and verse 12. He's quoting verses 9 and 10 of Isaiah chapter 6. And there it says, go, God said to Isaiah, go and tell this people, this is Israel, hear ye indeed, but you understand not. See you are indeed, but you perceive not. Verse 10, make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted and be healed. See, Isaiah said, wait a minute, God, you're sending me to our people, Israel? And then you are telling me that what I'm going to tell them, they will not accept? Are you telling me that I'm going to preach and they will reject my message? God says yes. You know why? Because their heart was hardened. They haven't listened to what I longed for Israel, my people. And therefore I had to judge them. That's why, by the way, in Romans 11 it says, blindness in part happened to Israel. Why? Because God is holy. And when the message is being preached and it is rejected, God hardens hearts. When he gives the message and he gives the message and he gives the message and rejection after rejection after rejection. Like Pharaoh of old, who was told by Moshe, let my people go. And Pharaoh hardened his heart. So you know what God did? He hardened Pharaoh's heart even more. And he says, okay, you reject my word, I will harden your heart. That even if you want to allow my people to go and believe the word of the Lord, I will not let you believe. And the Bible teaches us in the book of Romans that Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And unfortunately and sadly, our own nation Israel's heart was hardened when Yeshua was there. And when I say our own nation, I don't mean all the nation of Israel, because there were those two groups, as we see here. Unto you it was given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them it was not. Therefore I speak to them in parables that they will not understand. In order to fulfill what Isaiah said, that seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven unto them. So you and I immediately say, probably, well, God is not fair. He's hardening the hearts of people. Well, let me remind you, beloved brothers and sisters, that God doesn't ask for your opinion. All what he asks you and I, Israel and the nations of the world, is to submit to his authority. He is God. You and I are people. He is the creator. We are the creatures. He is from above. We are from beneath. We are living here, passing through for a temporary season, but he is from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. He doesn't ask yours or my opinion. All what he expects from you and for me is to submit to his authority, to accept his word. And if we don't, you and I will find out who is God. You and I will find out who is right and who is wrong. And that's why he's appealing to the nation. And today actually is the very same thing, even though the context here in Mark 4 is Israel, the Jewish people, the chosen people. But today, the same message is proclaimed. People trying to change God's word, to ease things up, to make things different. Some deny the deity of the Messiah. Some deny the validity of the word of God. Some deny the fact of a virgin birth. Some deny all sort of things that are found in the Bible. Do you think it's going to change the word of God? It doesn't change it for a moment. These people come and they go. But the word of the Lord remain intact. Heaven and earth will pass away, Yeshua said, but my word remain the same. If you just read in the scripture, how many times we read in scripture about the fact that God judicially blinded the mind and the hearts of those who disobey His word. If you remember just last ministry meeting, we read 2 Kings chapter 1, when the son of Ahab fell in a lattice. And instead of going to the living God, he went to the God of the Philistine, Baal Zvuv. And he asked him, he sent his servant to ask his gods, will I be rising out of my sickness? Yes or no? And God sent Elijah, and he said to the servants of this wicked king, he said, is there not a God in Israel that you are going to this pagan God and asking him about your health situation? Because you have done so, you will stay in your bed and you will never rise out of your bed. And God judged him, and he never returned to a health that he assumed that he wanted to receive. God's word is clear. To those who reject it, become like a parable that cannot be understood. But to those who submit and follow and accept Him, He is explaining and helping them to understand. And now, beloved brothers and sisters, look what we read in verse 13. But in fact, I just want to mention one thing before I'm going to move along. In the context of Mark 4, He speaks to Israel, His people. And today, He's speaking to the church, to the assemblies. Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the seven churches of Asia Minor. He's speaking to those who profess to be part of the assembly of the church. And you notice in all the seven letters that are found in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, He again and again says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. If you will not listen to my word, I will judge you. I will discipline you. I will spew you out of my mouth, he said to the church of the Laodicea. Because you say that you are rich and you don't need anything. You think you don't realize that you are poor and wretched and miserable. Because you reject my word, the professing church, what we call it, Christendom, those who claim that they belong to the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, says, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And then he asks for those who are truly belong to him. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assemblies. And so now let's go back to our chapter in Mark chapter 4. Now verse 13, Yeshua's followers were really slow even to understand, because we oftentimes cannot understand things. We need him to explain. And that's why he said to them in verse 13 of our chapter, he said, and he said to them, know ye not this parable? How then will ye know all parables? Because he taught them many other parables. He said, if you don't understand this parable, you will not be able to understand all the other parables. You can see that in Matthew chapter 13, there were many parables that he taught the people. But he's speaking to his own. He said, if you don't understand this parable, how will you be able to understand all parables? And for this reason, he explained this parable to them in the next verses. In Mark chapter 4. And so let's look at those simple explanation that he explained from verses 14 to 20 where we read today. Look how beautiful the Lord Yeshua the Messiah is explaining. In verse 14, he says, the sower soweth the word. The word of God become a seed. The sower is anyone who share the word of God. In this context, it was the one that he pointed to there by the hills of Galilee. He says, the sower, look, here's a sower. He's going and he's sowing seed, but he's saying here, it is the word. Obviously, it's the word of God. Anyone who is preaching the gospel and a message today, just the same like in his days when the apostles in those early days preached a message to the nation of Israel, they went all over, they were speaking, sharing the word. Sharing the word of God is like sowing seeds. And sowing seed, let God work in hearts. Leave it to the Lord. We cannot improve the seed or change the seed or try to make things convenient for people that they will accept the seed. No. So the sower simply go out and he sows seeds. He just scattered the seed. He's casting them around on the field. And then he gives us these four conditions of the soils. But this time he applies it to the four conditions in the human heart. And you notice, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 15, the seed, the word of God, fell by the wayside. And I'm reading verse 15, these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and he taketh it away, the word that was sown in their hearts. Now, notice now, he takes the soil, and he expounds it, and he says, the soil representing the heart. And you notice the first condition is called a hard heart. It's a soil represented by the wayside. And why by the wayside? If you would remember, when you walk in the wayside in the land of Israel, especially 2,000 years ago, about 2,000 years ago, when Yeshua was there, there were paths that were made. And they were wide enough for a few people to walk across. And it was all throughout the hills of Galilee and the hills of Judea. And as you walk on them, they packed. And again, another group of people walk, and another group of people walk. It become very hard. And we read here, it was by the wayside. As you walk in your way, some of these seeds fell by the wayside. And it really represent a hard heart. A heart that is so hard, that had been so hardened because of many, many reasons that life brings upon a person's life. And it says, notice what happened. In this condition, it says that when they were heard, then Satan, he comes and immediately he takes it away, that a word that was sown in their heart will be no longer remain there. And Satan is active. He's doing anything and everything he can to hinder from the word of God to fall on ground that is cultivating the word of God and embracing the word of God. It falls upon a hard ground. Sometimes makes you wonder, when we preach the word of God, it seems to be that people are so, they harden their hearts to the message of the grace of God. And so we find the first condition, it's a hard heart opposed by the Satan, who takes it immediately away, that it will not take root. Oh, it's very above the ground there, it's so hard, I can see the seed. He takes them away in order that they will not stay and germinate and eventually bring some fruit. That's the first one. Secondly, notice in verses 16 and 17, this is Yeshua is explaining the condition of the soils and applied them to the condition of the human heart. And he says in verse 16 and 17, the word of God fell on a stony ground. This represents a shallow heart. A heart that is very shallow. A ground that is mixed with stones. And that's why we read, these are they, which we read here in the next verse. He says, these are they, verse 16, he says, like which are sown on a stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately received it with gladness, but, listen to verse 17, but have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a little time, only for a time, and then afterwards, when affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Now, you notice, beloved brothers and sisters, while the hard heart, the seed was taken because Satan came immediately and took it, when it's come to the shallow heart, it's not so much Satan, but it is the flesh It is one of our greatest enemies, the flesh, because of, as it says, the affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended. Well, you know, when the flesh does not get its way, then the flesh gets offended. I don't want to follow the Lord and have some hardship in my life. I want to have good time, a little bit in the world, a little bit with the Lord, and I'm fine. But you see what the Lord is saying? The shallow heart, the seed that fell upon a stony ground, and immediately he heard the word, received it gladly in the beginning, but then it doesn't take any root. And because of affliction, problems, because of persecution, challenges, then immediately the flesh is offended and the seeds have no value. These two conditions representing those who did not accept the Messiah for two reasons. Number one, because of a hard heart. Number two, because of a shallow heart. No depth. But then thirdly, notice, beloved brothers and sisters, in verses 18 and 19, here's the third condition of the heart. These are the seeds, the word of God, that fell among thorns. And so we read, and I'm reading verses 18 and 19, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, but the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it become unfruitful. Here's the third condition of the heart. The one is a hard heart. The other one is a shallow heart. And the third one is a crowded heart. A crowded heart, where the heart is so much filled with so many things that occupy the heart. What happened is that crowded heart, falling among thorns, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of all these things entering in, choking the word of God, and it became unfruitful. Three conditions of the hearts of those who rejected the word of God. These are part of the crowds that came to hear Yeshua the Messiah, and many of them came, but they didn't come with the condition of the heart to embrace the word of God and to accept the Messiahship of Yeshua. They were represented by seed that fell by the wayside, seed that fell by stony ground, and seed that fell among thorns. And if you notice that the three enemies that all believers have are found here: Satan, the flesh, and the world. Satan, the flesh, and the world. Those three ground represent those three enemies that belong to mankind, but also the enemies that is against the people who belong to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us, the first few verses says, and I'm going to read that, he said, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world." That's where we came from, the world. "And then according to the prince of the power of the air," this is Satan himself. And then verse 3, "among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh." The world, Satan, and the flesh. Here we see that in Mark chapter 4, the three enemies that oppose anything that had to do with God. Now let's conclude here with verse 20. And verse 20 is the fourth condition of the heart, which represent here the good ground. And you notice that, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 20, the word of God fell upon good ground. This was a fruitful ground, one that the heart condition is ready to receive what God had said in his word, to embrace the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, and to accept him as our Lord and our Savior. And so we read in verse 20, how beautiful, "And these are they which are sown on a good ground," verse 20, "such as hear the word, receive the word, and bring forth fruit. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Not all of us who have accepted the Lord are the ones that bring the same growth and fruit in our life, but embracing the word, accepting what Yeshua is saying, these are the ones that are true believers. And they are the ones that will accept the Lord's word and eventually will bring fruit for God. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord Yeshua was teaching in Mark chapter 4 and applying this now to the nation of Israel. There are those that are within and there are those that are without, part of the nation of Israel. And you notice that, beloved brothers and sisters? Even up till today, the vast majority of our own people, Israel, did not accept yet the Messiah. And the minority of the minority of the Jewish people are those who are believers in Yeshua, the Messiah. We became part of the assembly, of the ecclesia. All those of us, Jewish and non-Jewish, who have accepted the Messiah. And today we are forming what is known to be as the body of Christ, the body of Mashiach. But there is a day coming when the kingdom of God will be established, the Messiah will reign, Israel, not only some, but all Israel, as Romans 11 tells us, will eventually be saved. And they will recognize that Yeshua indeed is the Mashiach. And they will call him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And they will embrace him, and they will be a light to the nations of the world. And all the nations of the world will be blessed through the future restored nation of Israel in a coming day. Until then, let's continue to preach the word. Let's trust the Lord to use the word of God to fall upon good ground also. And many will ultimately accept that Yeshua is the Messiah. Can we say amen to that?
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.